It's Monday, October 19th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Let's measure the markets, subscription commerce in the new normal, and problems with education tech. This is the Business of Tech. Let's kick off the week with some perspectives on market sizes. Global cloud spending will surpass $1 trillion in 2024 and sustain double-digit compound annual growth at a rate of 15.7% per IDC. Strongest growth will be in the as-a-service category, which is public and private cloud services, and will specifically will grow at a CAGR of 21% and account for more than 60% of all cloud revenues by 2024. Also from IDC, while this year the IT and business services sector will shrink 2.3%, the company is expecting a 1.9% growth rate next year. And from Forrester, U.S. spending on tech will decrease by 1.5% in 2021. And the spending will be focused on cloud, security, networks, and mobile. And remote work is expected to increase 300% compared with pre-pandemic. Markets and Markets is projecting a compound annual growth rate of 8% from 2020 to 2025 for the global managed security services market. Why do we care? Surprise, it's what you expected. Cloud security, network remote work, or digital parity, all measured by business outcome. It's a bit predictable. That's not a bad thing. Let's note a discrepancy. IDC is clearly more optimistic than Forrester, while IDC saying things will grow and Forrester saying they will shrink. I'll place my bet on Forrester here. And the reason is I think the waters will be choppier longer than most believe they will. Project out to 2024 and 2025 and things will be recovered, but I think 2021 will be rougher financially, and I'm planning accordingly. How about digital commerce? AppDirect released insights in their State of B2B Subscription Commerce in the New Normal, quoting Channel Futures. Respondents nearly unanimously, 97%, reported a pandemic-related disruption in their digital commerce initiatives. Another 83% report concerns about their ability to continue their digital transformation plans. However, the plurality of respondents said COVID-19 sped up their digital commerce service initiatives. 2 in 5, 40%, reported an acceleration. The study found that 77% of business leaders are working towards long-term digital strategies rather than short-term responses to the pandemic. Why do we care? The pandemic as accelerant. And here's more data on that. I'm encouraged to see business leaders thinking long-term and would note that that is both harder and more lucrative. Those who say the next is hard to predict are right and wrong. Since everything is accelerated, simply take your projections for what was to come and bring it in. Most of the data I see shows 5 to 10 years of transformation in the past months or weeks. If you want to guess what's out there, where did you see your business in 5 or 10 years? That's what you're planning for next year. Back on education tech today, and I want to point to an Axios piece on the problems with remote learning, which aren't strictly solvable by technology. There's a tension between IT departments and student needs, combined with the fact that business technologies were designed for business, not for students. The digital divide is overshadowing everything. Data from last month found that 75% of Black and Latinx families with children in under-resourced schools in Los Angeles didn't use computers regularly. 47% of parents surveyed had never visited the EdTech platforms used by their kids' schools. That's leading to more disparity for poorer districts. Children from lower-income families are having trouble logging on and staying on, according to data that EdTech company Learn shared with Axios. Why do we care? I could connect this to my discussion of broadband access, or link it directly to the diversity problem of tech delivery. That's worth revisiting in particular. Instead, I want to focus on the reason to specialize. Education technology is different from business because of the user requirements. Students' needs are different from employee needs. That's the struggle happening here. When we talk about business value, that's a pretty high-level concept, and it will mean different results in different industries. Here's where specialization opens up more profit, being able to come in with specific experience and address those problems, say in education, versus being a generalist as a differentiator. It's an investment, but one that returns based on that value. Acronis invites you to the Acronis Global Cyber Summit, the premier event dedicated to connecting the IT channel and IT pros with actionable insights, solutions, and strategies for effective cyber protection. Bringing together service providers, value-added resellers, CIOs, and ISVs, the summit is the world's largest gathering of thought leaders and industry experts sharing insights and advances in the field of cyber protection. Featuring a long list of speakers, sign up for free at acronis.events/summit2020. You'll even be able to catch me doing Why Do We Care online. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. I'll be at that Acronis event tomorrow and on Wednesday doing Why Do We Care 6 times over the 2 days. I will talk to you then. See you here tomorrow.